boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona. How's it going? Over there is Sage.
Hi.
We've been missing you, darling.
I know. I've been too busy.
I know. This is what happens when you actually have to like do the work portion of a radio station, right?
Yep.
We also have the very intellectual, the very awesome Kiana.
Hello.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going well.
Taryn should be here shortly. She's running around freaking being a rock star here at KISW. So hopefully she'll be able to make it in for some of our topics we have for you today.
Mm-hmm.
So Kiana, how can people get a hold of us?
You can give us a call. We have a phone number. It is 253-271-9343. Or you can drop us an email at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
All right. Like I said, we have a lot of cool stuff to talk about. But last week, Sage, you were not here. And we had actually a really fun topic that you... I feel like it's right up your alley, and I want to get your input. We were talking about non-sexual things that we find sexy and like who we're attracted to, whether men, women, whatever. And I think Taryn said she liked tool belts on men. I like there's this guy that I'm hanging out with. He has like the shaved hair on the sides, but he has really long hair on top. So when he like slicks it back, like just like when it's in his face, and he like that just. All right.
Whoa! Calm your engines.
Nope. I'm all riled up. Okay, but I'm curious what you have to say about that.
One of my main things is when a man wears a button-up shirt, especially if it's plaid, and then he rolls the sleeves up.
Oof.
That is just so sexy, especially if he has tattoos.
Too. I was going to say, with the tattoos, adds a little extra something.
That's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good one.
And then definitely beards, obviously.
Beards are a good one, too.
Yeah, I love beards. As long as it's well-groomed, full, and doesn't look like you have pubes on your face.
Yeah. The patchy beard where it's just like little like areas are filled in. It's like, no, just like
I
just
have
shave
more
it.
Hair on my than
on my legs. I feel bad for my buddy Colin. He like tried to grow like Melissa's boyfriend, actually, Thor. Mm-hmm.
Thor.
He has like this beautiful hair, which he, by the way, just recently cut off. So
he did.
Yeah, it's like to here now. Like it was to his like. Collarbone, kind of.
I thought you meant like I cut it completely.
No, it was probably down his back.
Damn. Wow.
And like he's donating it, so that's kind of cool.
Okay.
So he, but he can't grow a beard, so I'm like, it's pretty sad. It's like you can't be full on Thor because you just have the most white patchy. Like he's like, I've been growing this out forever, like mustache and beard. I'm like, really? Where is it? Like it's so blonde, you can't see anything. Anyways,
my roommate tries so hard to grow a mustache.
And he works here too, right?
Yeah. He tries so hard. And it's actually really funny because it's starting to come in pretty full, but it's, I'm sorry, it's still terrible.
You should totally like do some eyeshadow or something, like how girls are filling in their eyebrows right now.
Yeah, fill it out a little bit.
Go dye it for him so it looks a little darker.
I did that with Tahiti, my roommate. He for 1 year for Halloween, he was D in a box.
Oh yeah.
Sage, she almost choked on a Red Bull.
Oh my god.
He did. He was the best. Let's see if I'll pull up a picture. I'll post it on the broadcast later on the Facebook page. Because we have Facebook and Twitter too, by the way. Follow us there. He was the perfect D in the box.
Mm.
And I had to fill it in and it just looked perfectly douchey.
Actually, I think I've seen that photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's a good photo. It's a good photo.
But the reason I bring up sexy non-sexual things is because we were talking about before the podcast, like really annoying traits in, like, let's go to the opposite. Like, what is something that's just the most unsexy, unappealing thing that a guy can do? And like, one isn't a guy I'm in a relationship, but there's people in my life that, like, I don't mind chewing. Sometimes chewing food and drinks, like, is kind of soothing to me. But some people, just depending on who the person is, I just want to punch them in the freaking face. You're like, and I'm like, oh my god, please stop. I swear to god, I'm gonna punch you. Like, and I don't, or don't tell him this because I don't want to, you know, cause any problems. But and I don't have that disorder, that thing, that syndrome, disorder, whatever it's called, the
misophonia,
where you just can't stand it, because I like other people chewing and eating. That I think it's,
you love it.
Well, there's some people like they just eat and you're watching them and it sounds like they're eating the most delicious meal in the world, and even though it's just like French toast or something. And
it's
sausage.
Probably because they don't smack their lips when they're eating.
Like this girl, like I used to work with at the restaurant back when I was a teenager, she just would do that. She just like slop up the syrup on the sausage, and she just like would chew on. Like, I don't know. She kind of slurped a little bit, but the way she would eat it,
Speaking of that, I went out on a date with a guy. This was like 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. We went and out, or we went, wow, cannot talk. We went out and got breakfast, and he ate French toast with his hands.
What?
Syrup and all.
Nuh-uh.
So, yeah, I did not find that sexy.
No.
What is something you don't find sexy or the opposite?
Well, you're talking about the eating thing. Now yeah. I got that on my mind. It's just like somebody eating with their mouth open. My ex-boyfriend used to do that all the time. And it was just like, it's like, Jesus. Then we got to the point of almost breaking up. Like, we were talking about, and every little thing annoyed me.
Yeah, like, it gets to the point. With some people, it's like you're kind of, you teeter on that edge mm-hmm. where it's just like, you kind of annoy me already. So when you do something, like, if my friend were to do it, it's like, oh, okay, that's cute. If you do it, I want to slap you.
Yeah.
But what did I, you have to tell the story, Kiana.
Oh.
Because everything was driving you insane about this guy.
Yeah, it will just hit a point. We have been kind of off and on for about, I'd say, almost 4 years. And so we decided to take a road trip from here down to Southern California, where I'm originally from. So we made it down there. And after the first night, so we were laying in bed. And, you know, he just wanted some cuddle time. And I had just driven like 19 hours. So I just wasn't in the mood for it. And this was the turning point for me. He started crying in bed.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, you know, I'm like, no, I drove straight from there. I'm like, I'm too tired. Like, and I've been always very accommodating in certain areas. I'm just like, not tonight.
And like, I know for a fact, Kiana, because you like your space in bed. Because mm-hmm. like we went on a road trip last year. And I offered, like, hey, if it's cheaper, let's just get a hotel with one bed. And you're like, no, let me get a cot. Like, no, it's...
I'm kind of one of those people. I just don't like sleeping with people in general. I'm kind of like, I need my own
little personal
space. Which is
totally
space.
Cool. That's totally, you know, everyone has, you know, is entitled
to
that.
So just after with that, that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. He starts crying about it. I was like, Jesus. So I bought him a plane ticket. And I just sent him home. And that was that.
You're like, yeah. Yeah.
And I enjoyed the rest of the trip by myself. I went up to San Francisco. I ended up taking a girlfriend. Instead, we went up and we had a blast.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
Yep. So that was
definitely.
That.
Love it. It's just like, here, I'm paying for a plane ticket to get the hell out of my hair with my own
dropped
money.
Dropped about $250 on it one way.
So get out. Bye-bye. It's the best investment
bye-bye.
Ever.
Yeah. It was a very good investment.
I would have sent him a bill.
I was at that. Oh, I knew he couldn't pay for it anyway. I was paying for his whole entire time, pretty much.
That was your like 1500th red flag.
Oh yeah. Oh no. And I went back way too many times. I don't know.
Yeah. And now, peace out. You don't need him. Yeah. He's been gone.
Mm-hmm. Long time. So
glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of like other unsexy things. Like the same guy with the sexy hair thing. Like it. We may have had some relations. Mm-hmm. We did the thing.
the deed
we knocked the boots, and he, like, there's sometimes like I don't mind a whole like little controlling kind of a like, hey, do this, you know, do mm-hmm. that, but the way he does it, like the way he says to do things, like turn around, you know, move over here, it sounds almost like he's calculating everything in his head and he's trying to figure out how to make sex work. She's like,
it's not an algorithm,
no,
dude.
It sounds like the way he's talking, the way he, and I'm, oh crap, I forgot. I think he listens to the podcast. So hi, buddy.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
We're going to talk about you after this.
Thanks for the action last night. He came over.
One thing that has to do with sexual stuff that I cannot stand, do not nibble or lick my ears.
Oh.
I will nibble on yours if you really want that. Do not do it to my... I have gauges, first of all, so that's disgusting.
Yeah, you don't want to pee.
And it just doesn't turn me on. Like, it's an instant, like, Mojave Desert.
Oh, really?
It's terrible.
I kind of like it on, like, the top of my ears. Obviously, I have gauges, too, so, you know, down below is no. But, like, the top, like, little bit.
Or when they get into your ear hole. That's
when they, like, try to stick their tongue in your ear, you're
no,
like...
Okay. I don't like it either.
I haven't had that experience before, so.
I have too many times.
Oh, no.
No, my grandpa used to do this thing to us when we were kids, where
he'd stick his tongue in your ear.
No, let me finish. It's a way he would troll us. When you're a grandparent, you can mess with your grandkids. So he would be like, "Vicky, I have a secret for you." I'm like, "Okay," and then he'd get real close into our ears and be like, "Hadabra, and like spit in our ear, and we're just like, "Ah!"
Oh,
and it's just like, so when people stick their, like, get real close to my ear, especially loud noises, I'm like, stop,
like,
out. And I had gauges. I think there's still kind of, my second hole still kind of big, but so I kind of have that same thing, like, that's icky. No, I know what that smells like.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's, yeah, I'm right there with you. Just, I'm trying to think of other dirty, like, sexual things, like, that are, or sex type things that aren't, don't squeeze my neck. Some people try to do the massage. I have a weird thing. Don't touch my neck. I don't know if it's a...
Unless I'm getting choked.
Well, no, don't touch the back of my neck.
Oh, the back.
Hmm.
I don't really mind that.
Ugh. I have a weird...
I don't like when faces are in like the nape of my neck.
That doesn't bug me.
That doesn't bother me.
Ugh.
Feet, anybody have...
No. I don't really care as long as they're not like hobbit feet.
As long as they're like the toes are trimmed and there's not weird stuff growing out of it, I don't have a problem.
Well, I mean like guys like licking your feet or like nibbling on them. Like that's not my jam. I see it in porn.
I've never had a guy do that. I've had guys express an interest in that, but they've never actually followed through with it.
No, thank you. Nope. No. Anywho.
Anyways.
Moving on. So, like, let's continue talking about relationships. You have an article, don't you?
I do. So there was a survey that was done, and Mike.com asked 125 people in their 20s and their 30s how they feel about farting in front of their significant others and about like the time frame of when they should do that. So apparently 29% said it takes 2 to 6 months.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, but the other thing is that on the other side of that, about 25% that it would take says it would take 16 to 12 months. So, I mean, it's kind of pretty equal. Yeah.
How long do you guys feel? Like, how long have you waited in the past or how long do you want to wait now?
It depends on the partner. I've had partners where, like, I actually lived with a boyfriend and he thought it was the most disgusting thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't do it just out of respect.
Yeah.
But then I've also had partners that it just, they don't care. I personally don't care about it. If you need to fart, I would rather you fart rather than like sitting there
in
super
pain.
Tense in pain. Because I know how that feels.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable.
It sucks.
So you just think like, we are my boyfriend today. Fart away. Both genders. You think that like that's how you want to feel? That's I think that's I wish I could do that. I can't.
Really? I mean, I find farting hilarious.
It's funny.
It's funny to me.
I do too, but I just can't fart in front of people.
Like, as long as you're not Dutch ovening me, like, I think we should be
good. Ventilation, then we're good to go here.
Like, how
and don't fart on me.
Yeah, no, especially if it's, you got your taco farts. Those are pretty heinous. Kiana, how long do you think that people have to wait? Or you would like to wait?
I'm kind of with Sage. It depends on the person. I have no problem with it. I don't care. If he wants to start farting the first day, I wouldn't. It doesn't really faze me. Maybe because of my family, it's like a running joke. So it's not really anything.
Same.
It's whatever we fart. Except my mom. She does not fart. It's amazing.
Nope. She does in the bathroom.
I know she does.
You got to record it or something. Here you go, Mom. My new ringtone.
All these years. 30
everybody
years old.
Everybody farts.
But everybody else in my family does. It depends on the person. If the boyfriend's open to it, I'm fine. And like I said, as long as it's respectful.
As long as you don't fart like on our first date while you're kissing me for the first time.
Or because you're going to have to stop and laugh.
Exactly.
See, I don't mind a guy farting in front of me at any point. Like make the first time a funny one, not like don't ruin the moment kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time farting in front of anyone. Like I've been working out with Matt Koch. He's my trainer. And sometimes, when you're doing certain exercises,
things move around.
And it slipped out like once or twice. And he laughs. He's like, hell yeah. That means you're working hard. I'm like, no, I don't want you to hear me. And I've known him forever. And I still don't want him to hear me. And then with like my last serious boyfriend, where I did get to fart in front of him, like he thought it was funny as hell. And he would make me do it. So if I'm sitting there kind of like looking funny and he's like, what? I'm like, nothing. He's like, you have to fart, don't you? He's like, push it out. And he like start pushing on my stomach. He's like, let it out. I'm like, no. Like, it's just a weird, I'm not very girly, but that's like my one quote unquote girly thing that I hold on to. But like, I want to be like, I would never want to be in a relationship where I couldn't do it at all, where he found it disgusting. I just need my buffer time, maybe 6 months.
It sucks.
So. It does. But
especially when you live with the person.
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
That one just is bull crap. Like, you should be able to fart in your own home.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I should be able to just like wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and.
Right. Like, and those are all the
airiest. Over the place.
Those are the airiest.
Right?
Those, like, they don't necessarily stink, but they're just the loud, obnoxious ones.
They are huge.
Like, wake yourself up, be like, oh, what was
may
that?
Or may not have done that.
I'm pretty sure everyone has.
Oh, I've done it where I forgot I had a dude. I have a king-size bed, so sometimes we roll over, and I forget that there's a dude there. Like, you're half awake, and then I fart, and all I hear is, giggling.
No!
Pretend you're still asleep, Vicky.
Oh, man.
And then I saw on Facebook the next day, like, sleeping farts are hilarious. I'm like, you. That was me. So, anywho, moving on. Unless we have any other bodily function. How about burping, by the way?
Oh, like, I don't care. I burp all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter to me. I just don't blow it in my face if you've had like something super gnarly.
Yeah.
I used to burp all the time. Like I used to burp, like my family will fart and burp and stuff in front of each other, especially when I was in high school. My brother and my neighbor and stuff, we would actually make a game out of farting where we'd find a flat surface and we try to make it as loud as possible. So we found that walls work, and so it does, like, if you put the lid down on a toilet, if you fart straight on the toilet, it makes a really loud noise.
That's hilarious.
But I don't, like, I don't burp at all, really. So my burps, nice.
You're welcome.
Mine now mine come out into, like, hiccups.
Really?
Yeah.
So I can burp on command.
That's impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Nice. It's just swallowing air.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it, though. It's like, we're freaking ladies.
That's my party trick.
Burp queen. I want to get you a shirt now.
Yes.
But moving on, there is a big thing, and I know a lot of people are going to get real annoyed about the topic. Kim Kardashian. And the reason why I even bring her up, because I don't give a crap about her, I think her husband should just leave Earth. I'm not saying he should die. I just think he should leave the planet.
Go back to the planet that he came from.
Yeah. Douche. Planet douche. But she recently, there's been a whole lot of freaking posts on Facebook and quote unquote controversy because she posted a picture on her Instagram. It was a nude selfie straight up in the mirror. I mean, she's got curves. She's had 2 kids. She looks great. But she writes, oh, when you're like, I have nothing to wear, LOL. So it's just a nude picture of her. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like an attention picture. It's not, she's not selling anything or except herself, her brand. Mm-hmm. She's not like, it's not like a cover of a magazine or anything like that. And I think it all started with Bette Midler. We all know the actress. Yes. And she tweeted out first saying, Kim Kardashian tweeted a nude selfie today. And if Kim wants us to see a part that of her that we've never seen, she's going to have to swallow the camera.
Go Bette.
I love Bette Midler. Oh.
So there's quite a few people that have responded, like celebrities that responded to this. Kim eventually, like after a bunch of people tweeted, she replies back. She's like, hey, Bette Midler, I know it's past your bedtime, but if you're still up and reading this, send nudes, hashtag just kidding. And then she also tweets, hey, Bette Midler, I really didn't want to bring up how you sent me a gift a while back trying to be a fake friend. Then come at me, hashtag deja vu. Then Bette comes back and says, Kim, I never try to fake friend you. Looks like anyone can take a selfie, but not anyone can take a joke.
Yep.
And that's what I think is funny with the whole, like, if you post a joke about somebody or anything, like BJ made a joke about Britney Spears on Twitter. And
oh my God, people freaked.
People lost their mind. They had one person eventually threaten BJ and his family.
Oh my God.
Like Britney Spears fans.
Jeez.
That's ridiculous.
And the joke wasn't even that bad. It wasn't like she's an awful human being, she needs to leave the planet or anything. It was something like,
it was like she has a new album coming out
and it's like something percent almost completed, she says. Wow, it's funny because since it's not 1994, only 17% of people actually care. You know, which is, you know, whatever. Like there's Britney Spears is still pretty, it's kind of like the Madonna thing. It's like, oh yeah, you know, she's there,
she's got her core fan base and everything.
People, you know, you might like her old stuff, you might dig her new stuff, you might go to Vegas. And so people started going to her defense, losing their minds. And it's like, why can't we just take a joke? Just be like, okay, if you don't like the joke, like, it's not racist, it's not offensive, it's not, you know, threatening in any way. Like, why are we losing our minds over this?
I think the media is kind of conditioning us that it seems every little instance is either racist, is sexist, is this or that. There's so many different hot topic buttons that it's like, anybody takes offense to it, everybody jumps on the bandwagon. And it seems like there's a lot of bandwagon people around nowadays.
I just don't understand why people take offense to somebody talking about a celebrity.
It's a celebrity.
To me, it doesn't make sense. It's just another person.
What do you think about, like, two celebrities going at it and stuff? Or, like, I think Kim, like, either Kim is a very smart person and she thought, I'm going to, like, bash back, quote unquote, and I'm going to get a lot of attention for this. Or she truly is, you know, hurt or, you know, was offended by what they said.
I don't want to say her.
Offended.
She publicity. Offended.
It's publicity.
She's like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you try to fake friend me? Oh my God.
This is the only talent. This is the only talent that they have. Their job is just to keep themselves either on Twitter, on the mag rags, or any of that stuff. Yeah. That is their job. So what's she going to do? She's going to post another nudie. And I don't think people are, with the slut shaming thing, I don't think it's necessarily slut shaming. It's just, we've seen you so many times as getting old. At least that's how I feel about it.
Yeah. I mean, Bette Midler didn't say, oh my God, put some clothes on, you're a slut. She just basically said, hey, you know.
Hey, you're naked all the time.
We've already seen you.
We've seen
everything there is to see. And besides your insides.
Maybe try something new.
A little bit.
Inside, you know.
Yeah. We've seen her mouth open.
Mm-hmm.
But even Pink had something to say about this. She tweeted out, because it was International Women's Day. Mm-hmm. And it says, shout out to all the women across the world using their brains, their strength, their work ethic, their talent, their, quote, you know, quotes, magic that they were born with, that only they possess, or... that only they possesses. I think she misspelled something.
Of course, it
may not bring you as much attention or banknotes as using your body, your sex, your, you know, TNA. But women like you don't need that kind of attention. In the quiet moments, you will feel something deeper than the fleeting excitement resulting from the attention. You will feel something called pride and self-respect. Keep on resisting the urge to cave. You'll never have to make a silly excuses for yourself. Hashtag International Women's Day. Hashtag be strong. But a lot of people gave her crap because they were, you know, assuming this had something to do with, I mean, it probably was, with the whole Kim Kardashian thing.
Self-absorbed.
Yeah.
But Pink posts, or has done a lot of magazine shoots, has done a lot of nude type stuff, and she does a lot of shows where she looks like she's nude, even though she's not. It's like a tan bodysuit or whatever. So a lot of people called her a hypocrite in that stance, and so she responded in a second tweet. Last one for the evening. You are all entitled to your opinions and feelings, and I am open to hear all of it, but it won't change my mind. So I think she was like, again, like everyone was trashing on her for quote unquote slut shaming. Like, did you guys feel like that was slut shaming in any ways? Or?
I didn't get.
I think we need to just stop being so worried about other people's lives.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, everybody is dictating how everybody else should live their own life. It's like, live your own life. Why don't you live your own life for yourself? Be a good person and surround yourself with good people and let it be that. Not be so consumed on Twitter or Facebook or all the social media sites with all these other people's lives. Because they don't live in the same world as we do. And I don't know.
But unfortunately, like, this is what we have to look up to for role models.
But I don't know. You don't necessarily have to look up to them. I mean, there's plenty of other people out there. Just because they're in the forefront doesn't mean like you. I mean, I ignore these people. I just don't visit the websites that they see. I just block things. I don't, you know, you can live a normal life without it. And there's plenty of other people out there to look up to. Unfortunately, the media just tends to focus on these people only because they sell a lot of, you know, crap.
Well, my view on celebrities, I don't necessarily, if I like a celebrity, I might dive more into their personal life and try to figure out who they are behind the magazine cover. But a lot of the celebrities that, like, I follow on Instagram or Twitter, I follow them because the persona and the kind of facade that they're putting out there for the world, I know that's not actually them.
Yeah.
But it's either humorous or inspiring to me. So, like, I mean, I...
like their artwork and all that.
Yeah. I follow Khloe Kardashian on Instagram. I don't follow anyone, any of the other Kardashians, but for some reason, Khloe, I just dig her.
Well, good for you.
But I don't, you know, I don't care about what she does in her free time. I don't care about Omar Lodum or whatever his name was. Like, there's just, I just don't give
You just enjoy her for the entertainment aspect, and that's about it, pretty much.
Yeah.
And, like, I have no problem. Like, the one thing, like, I've met people who are obsessed with, like, the Kardashian show or when it was popular, Jersey Shore and stuff. Like, I don't care. People are like, I'll give you crap. If you're watching this stuff, like, I give Sarah crap all the time. If you're watching it, you know, that's funny. Like, everyone's entitled to watch crap. Like, I watch crappy
TV. I totally
TV.
Watched Jersey Shore.
I watched it when it was on. It was a train wreck. It was awesome.
But it was funny.
It was entertainment.
It was entertainment.
The thing that would scare me is when I'd meet people, and I have legit met people who found their lives inspiring. Not the fact that they were nobodies and got fame. They were like, I want to live this life. I want to, and they would, you know, seek this type of thing, those types of actions out. Like, they'd go to clubs. They wanted to be that train wreck. And maybe it was to kind of elevate their own status, because I know they had their own personal dreams. And
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Yeah, right. But that's what scares me, is that people want to be like these people. Like, if you want to watch it for the train wreck, that's cool. Like, I don't care. Like, it is entertaining. But it's when we want to, like, completely be like these people, and it's nice to start seeing, like, more and more female. Like, we have Emma Watson, who is really, like, she's taken, I think, a year off of acting so she can, like, focus on, you know, being a feminist and really kind of delving into that, which is respectable. Like, even though I have my own views on feminism, I think that's awesome. Like, she's trying to better herself. Mm-hmm. And because she is a well-known figure, she wants to be a really good role model for those who, you know, the young girls of our generation. But even Chloe Grace Moretz, do you guys know who she is?
Yeah.
She was in the movies Kick-Ass. She's been in quite a... Kiana doesn't watch a lot of movies.
I don't.
She's going to be in the new Neighbors 2 movie. She was in Carrie, the remake of Carrie.
Yeah. She was also in...
Dark Shadows?
Yeah, the one with Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm. If I Stay,
I like her
Equalizer.
In that one, though.
I heard that movie. I heard... Like, I couldn't tell if that movie was good or not.
Eh.
But I think she's a really talented girl, like, even from a young age, doing the first Kick-Ass movie. She's a great actress. She, you know, she's just really badass. She just seems like a gal, and I think she's only, like, 19. She's young. She carries herself with such grace, no pun intended because of her middle name. But she actually tweeted about this she wrote, "I truly hope you realize how important setting goals are for young women, teaching them we have so much more to offer than just our bodies." Yeah, she's 19. And so people were suggesting that she was slut-shaming him as well. And she writes, "There's a huge difference in respecting the platform that you're given as a celebrity and slut-shaming, something I've never done and will never do." And I think that puts it pretty well.
I feel like unless... one of these girls was to come out and tweet at Kim Kardashian, "You're a slut," or "Put some clothes on," or that type of thing. Like, the things that these women are saying go a little bit deeper into it, and they're not exactly saying it to her. They're just saying it as, like, a broad statement, as this is what we shouldn't be teaching the young generations, and this is what you guys are teaching the young generations, and, you know.
It's the
Yeah.
But that's how she got famous. That's the only thing she's got going for her. What is she going to do, right? Make another song that was awful?
She made
Kim
a song?
Kardashian made a song?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
A while back. I can hit pause and we can find it. Yeah,
no,
I'm not doing that to you.
No. We will lose all of our listeners.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that for you guys. But maybe we'll play or we'll talk about music in a sec here. But overall, I don't honestly think slut-shaming means a thing. I think it really started years ago. Do you guys hear about when the slut walk started happening? Why it happened?
Is that the stuff like at the fraternities and everything?
There was like a police officer in Canada, and he was teaching like a safety course, and he told girls, it's like, hey, you know, if you're out in the middle of the night, don't dress like a slut.
Oh my god.
And like,
how about we teach boys to stop, you know, thinking that if a girl wears a short skirt that it means you can stick your D up her A. Like, no.
Yeah, like I think it goes both ways. Like, I wouldn't go down like a really sketchy neighborhood wearing like a bunch of dollar bills taped to me.
I would just use common sense.
Yeah,
it's like, but
a lot of people don't have that.
Well, yeah, and it's an entitlement thing too. It's just, if you want to dress provocatively, maybe like a dark alley in the middle of the night is maybe just not the best area to do it.
And I'm not saying you deserve anything that happens to you at all.
It's
you
just
don't.
More of a safety precaution. You shouldn't be walking down that street. First place.
But I think, like, if you're at a bar or a club, you should be able to wear whatever the hell you
want.
That's
a different
and
situation.
And that's totally cool.
Yeah.
But that's how it all started. And so people took it off, like, you know, way off the handle, and they've lost their minds. But on the other hand, like, again, this is where, you know, feminists hate me. Do you guys hear, I might have talked about it before, about the, don't know his name off the top of my head, you guys can Google it. It's a, he was an astronaut, or, you know, he works for NASA. He managed to land a rocket on a moving meteor. Mm-hmm.
And the shirt.
And he had this shirt with a bunch of, like,
pin-up,
you know,
girls.
Pin-up girls.
The classic, kinda, like...
And who, his female friend made the shirt for him. Like, he was wearing it to support her, you know, her, you know,
wasn't
her
she
line.
A tattoo artist or something?
Or something
or
like that,
something
yeah.
like that, yeah.
And women, like, he just did this incredible thing, this incredible feat, and women were bashing him all over the internet, giving him crap, like, losing their minds to the point where he was crying and he apologized to all the women and, like, saying that he was, like, a sexist and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, so, like, in my favorite meme I saw, it was a picture of him, and it says, like, he shouldn't be, like, you know, he deserved getting attacked by women. He's like, are you saying that because of what he was wearing, he deserved what happened to him?
Hmm.
So, like, they flipped it right on its end. Like, okay, then I feel like it should be both, like, equal.
It should be equal.
Yeah. Well, it seems like a lot of issues are very hypocritical, in my opinion. If you go to each side of the coin, it's like, well, you're kind of countering your own argument.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, that's, yeah, that was way over the top, and it's a shirt.
To each their own, man. Like, just focus on your own life.
Yeah.
You probably have problems in your own life. You probably have goals. Focus on those.
Stop worrying about what's going on the internets.
Exactly.
Yay, internet. Speaking of, like, girl power, you guys, have you seen the Rock Girls? You got to go check out the Rock Girls. Like, one of our girls, Rock Girl Amber is back in the lineup. She has been on the podcast before. So go check that out. It's actually pretty freaking awesome. Before we get into top, I have a list of top five Seattle bands written by a gal named Cindy Slade from AlternativeNation.net. Before we get into that, what was the last concert you guys all saw?
You're going to think I'm old. I just saw Boz Scaggs on Saturday night, and it was great.
Who?
I don't know who Boz Scaggs.
All right, tell us a little bit. No, I mean,
sounds like ball gag.
No, Boz Scaggs. He's more from like the 60s and 70s. Mm. Yeah. Probably not your guys' genre of music.
But AC/DC was the last one I saw.
Nice.
Took my dad to that.
That's actually pretty legit, too.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. Minus having to drive down to Tacoma. That sucked.
Yeah.
I hadn't been to a concert in a while, then Matt from Overnight invited me to Disturbed, and that was actually pretty legit because they did the Sound of Silence.
Oh my God. So Taryn, I was in studio with Taryn on Friday night, and she played that on air, and we just like cranked it up, and I had chills. I had goosebumps.
Had you never heard it before?
No. I felt like I was going to cry because it was so beautiful.
Like, I think we played it a little bit on this podcast before, and it is, like, if you haven't listened to it yet, or just if you have an iPhone, download it on the iTunes store, like, just get it.
Yeah, it's a good cover.
It's so good.
Like, I have it, and it's just gorgeous, gorgeous. My dad, of course, when I played it for him, he's like, no, I like the original. I'm like, Dad, shut up.
The nice thing about this one, though, is that it still has that very, like, beautiful sound to it, but it's kind of dark and creepy.
Yeah.
It is.
Which is what I love.
It's like that.
I like beautiful things that are creepy and weird and morbid.
I think I had this conversation with a buddy. It's like, what are your favorite covers to songs?
AFI.
Uh-huh. What did they
playing The Cure. They actually did a couple of covers.
Yeah, they've done quite a few covers.
Yeah. But any AFI covers of
AFI
The Cure
was my jam back in the day.
God, they're so good.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen a picture of the lead singer recently?
Baby
he
Havoc?
Looks all clean now. He doesn't look very emo. He's actually really sexy now.
He's really hot.
Mm-hmm. Cover. What's the cover of yours? I'm going to look up the one Paige was talking about. What's one for you,
Paige? What is up with you?
I guess.
I know somebody named Paige. Do I?
No, she doesn't.
Probably.
Maybe I'm looking at a Facebook page.
Well, we play this quite often, but Man Who Sold the World, Nirvana's cover of the Bowie song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, don't judge me. Don't hate me. But I didn't realize that was an actual cover until David Bowie died.
That's
right. Because I don't know much of David Bowie. I didn't really grow up with music.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't...
There was definitely a lot of David Bowie songs that... Because, like, I kind of know David Bowie, and he's definitely, like, you know, a pop icon.
Mm-hmm.
But there were definitely a bunch of songs...
You didn't even know that
I didn't even know were his.
Well, he's released, like, 25 albums.
He just has so many different, like...
Well, he's jumped around genres so much. He just did whatever he wanted to do. Like, I've been listening a lot to the Low album, Bowie's, that was done in Germany, I think I want to say in 78. And a great album. But if you listen to it, you probably wouldn't really know it's Bowie.
Yeah.
You know,
which is kind of a good thing.
And that's every album offers something new and different, and they're fun to listen to.
Yeah.
And don't get mad at me. I respect David Bowie and I love what he's brought, but it's like, I wish I did. Like, do you guys have a big musical influence as kids? Because my parents all I would really listen to is church music and weird, I don't know, Mexican music on Saturday mornings, which meant if you hear that music blasting, it is cleaning time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. And so that's all I really had growing up. And then like the Spice Girls, like when I was 8 years old, and like a little taste here and there until I actually got into listening to radio when I was about 10.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't until I started kind of finding my own musical identity. But before then, I had nothing.
Oh my gosh, I had so much.
Like, what was some of the music that your parents kind of instilled in you?
One of the biggest ones was Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Growing up, when I would be fussy or whatever, like when I was a toddler,
mm-hmm.
my dad would just put on Dark Side of the Moon and I would just shut up.
Nice.
Yeah.
You were meant to work here.
Oh yeah, definitely. So I love Pink Floyd. Any like old blues?
Oh, nice.
Like I love Muddy Waters, mm-hmm. and I love Steve Ray Vaughan. Going a little bit more into like the pop, Elvis,
mm-hmm.
King of Rock and Roll. But yeah, I definitely had a ton of musical influences. And then I remember my uncle he took me to go get my first album,
mm-hmm.
and it was Metallica.
Nice. Solid choice.
Oh, yeah.
Solid choice.
Black album.
Mine was a Billy Joel album. I don't know
that,
why.
That's still kind of okay. I'm still fine.
Because it had
that.
The Lion Sleep Tonight on it. And I like that song. So I was like, I want to get this. I think the actual first real album I bought was Green Day Dookie. when that album like came out or whatever. It's an old one. I grew up listening to a lot of Crosby, Stills, Nash and Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. The Eagles, obviously. Mm-hmm. Michael McDonald. I hate him to this
God,
day.
God, I hate Michael McDonald. I hate Michael McDonald. Dad, if you're listening, I hate when you play it.
It must be just like a standard for parents or something. That was on like all the time. That one album from 40-Year-Old Virgin, I swear to God.
Okay.
I was like, this was my childhood. Like, it was on like all the time.
I told my dad I was recording my second demo, and he was like, are you just going to play Michael McDonald the entire time? And I was like, yeah, Dad, I am.
That's it. Just Michael just McDonald.
Just Michael McDonald.
Ugh. It's funny. I ran into his sound guys and sound crew in Sacramento at a hotel in a bar. They were playing The Casino there.
Of course.
And I was there to see Tom Petty. He was playing over at the stadium or whatever.
Which is totally fine. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with Tom Petty.
Oh, yes. I'm a big Tom Petty fan.
I'm trying to think. Like, the first CD I ever owned, it was a gift from my dad. You guys are going to make fun of me so bad. And I played the crap out of the CD, both CDs. Ricky Martin with the World Cup song.
Of course you did.
Yeah, it was pretty legit. Because my dad, he used to be, like, I think a DJ, like, for weddings or something back in the day. So he had, like, these awesome speakers. And he gave me these giant speakers that were probably my height at the time. They were, like, 3 feet tall. And he put out, like, the awesome sound system. Like, I had, like, cassette players. And then on top of it, I had, like, a stereo so I could play the CDs. And he's like, you can play it as loud as you want. Surprisingly, yes.
I was going to say, you're still 3 feet tall.
I was like 4 feet tall. I could reach up high, right? And so he's like, play it as loud as you want. But I'd always feel bad. So I would never play it that loud, even though I had these amazing speakers. And I kind of wish I didn't give them away. Like back in high school, I gave them to a friend who was like super into metal. So at least they went to a good home. But yeah. Dad, growing up now, I'm like, he loved Michael Jackson. He has, like, Michael Jackson on vinyl. He has Kiss on vinyl. I'm like, why didn't you ever play this for us? It's kind of bold. Now he will. Like, he saw Kiss at the Comcast Arena or
Xfinity Arena
in Everett. And I'm like, I didn't know this side of my dad. But, yeah, I'm very jealous. Like, I got Spice Girls, my first CD I ever owned that I purchased with my own money. Was Avril Lavigne when I was in eighth grade.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
skater boy.
He was a skater boy. She said she a lady. Yeah. Yeah. Freaking don't make fun of me because BJ still listens to her. So,
yeah.
He, by the way, BJ makes fun of Adele for being whiny and like annoying. You listen to Avril Lavigne. That's all she is, buddy. So next time he gives me crap on air, I'm throwing that. I'm like, you listen to Avril Lavigne. That is worse.
Adele is amazing.
I don't care what anybody says. Like, I mean, if you don't like her lyrics, if you don't like the fact that, like, it sounds like she cheated on her boy, I don't care. I like the way her voice sounds. Like, it's so depressing. I'm like, Alice in Chains is depressing, and we love them for it. Like,
yeah.
There's so many bands out there that make us sad, but it makes us feel good. It gives us that relief.
Yeah.
And that's how Adele is.
It's because you can relate to the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if it's not, like, what the song's actually intended for, somehow you kind of, like, intertwine it into what's going on in your own life.
And, like, the way her voice is, she sets the tone. Like, it's very chill and quiet, and then she'll hit those notes, and it gives you the chills, and it's just, you feel powerful and strong in that moment when she's hitting those notes. Like, you feel like you can accomplish anything when this person is singing, and it doesn't make sense, but it feels right. So shut up, all you Adele haters. That's all I gotta say.
Anytime I see BJ from now on, I'm gonna go, hello.
You know, I think I'm the only person maybe on this planet I still have not heard that song.
I could play it.
No, it's okay. Not heard that song?
I don't know. Time I've just been able to, I mean, I've heard bits and pieces, but I've never actually heard.
It's really good. You should.
More than about. I'm okay though.
Hold on, I gotta play.
I have a feeling it's like the last one.
Adele. All right, you guys talk amongst yourselves while I find this funny thing.
Sup.
Shouldn't have said anything.
I can't spell anything. There you go. Hold on.
Hello. Hello.
I was like, yeah, it's her opening. Yeah, I'll replay it.
Hello.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
And then she closes her phone. Poor Lionel.
Aww.
Stop it. Okay, cool. We're done. But that was like, that's all you really need to hear.
All right.
That's all you need. All right, I know we were going to talk about bands, but let's actually shift gears. I was hoping to talk about it with Taryn, but she's not in yet. She's being very busy and powerful and amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So we might save the awesome Seattle bands to check out for next time. But I just realized something we talked about behind the scenes. Sage, you're going out with somebody you knew in third grade?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's dish?
Yeah, no, he was definitely my third grade crush.
Wow. Like, did he reciprocate the feelings in third grade,
no,
you know, during
no,
lunch
no.
or recess? No.
And the funny thing was that I told him, I was like, everyone in that class had a crush on you. Every
oh, really?
Single girl. And he's like, really?
Oh, he was like the cute guy.
I had
like,
no idea.
That's like well, 8 years old, 9 years old or something?
Yeah, probably like eight. And because he like transferred.
Oh.
So he was the new kid.
Oh.
Ooh, so he was like the mysterious new kid.
Yeah, and we sat alphabetical by first name, mm-hmm. and his name starts with an R.
Oh,
so we sat next to each other.
You're like, yeah,
oh, yeah,
hey, baby.
Sup, sup.
So how did you guys get reconnected?
Online dating?
Are you serious?
Oh, so like, what was it? Just like, oh, hey, I remember you. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
So what have you guys done so far? Like gone out on dates or have you guys reminisced about elementary school?
Yeah, we've definitely reminisced a little bit. We went out for drinks on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the Kickin' Boot. That's why I asked you if you were working. Your cousin was, though.
Yeah. That's I have a part-time job. Anyways, yeah. That's not important. We don't talk about that.
And, yeah, I think we're going out tonight.
Ooh,
I don't know what
wow.
we're doing. He's like, I'll plan something.
Do you Ooh. Feel like you kind of like you're more attracted to him now because you had a crush on him in the third grade? You had a crush on him at some point. And it's kind of like, oh, I'm going to get him.
The funny thing is, I like he's really attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I'm attracted to him, but it's like meeting a stranger.
Okay.
I still like have to get to know him because we haven't really been friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know that much about him.
Huh. When was the last time you saw him?
High school.
Okay. So at least it wasn't like elementary school and that was it. You kind of grew up, quote unquote, with this person.
Yeah. So it would have been like almost a decade ago.
Wow. Crap. Wow. Don't say that. Like, we're the same age.
I know. It's pretty funny.
Almost 10 years ago for my high school reunion.
Same.
Quiet, both of you.
Next month.
Oh, come on.
I mean,
it's only a couple of year difference.
I have 4 years on you, don't I?
Yeah, I'm 26. Yeah,
30.
It's not that much.
I don't act like I'm 26.
I don't act like I'm
30. I act like I'm 55. 55-year-old cat lady.
You're a 55-year-old cat lady mixed with a 12-year-old boy perversion.
13.
Okay, fine. So I'm with you. I'm just like, I like to stay at home with my cocoa and maybe some booze in there. You know, just reading something.
I'm living that lifestyle, too. I got Mr. Duke at home. He's the only man in my life right now. Typically spend the evenings alone with the cat.
Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got my girl on the side, Harvey.
Okay, I have no pets. I have a Tahiti, Steve, who's hairy and leaves hair everywhere.
That he does.
You don't need a pet, then.
I don't need a pet. Mm-hmm. That's my poor vacuum cleaner. Between me and him, it's like a couple Chewbaccas in the house. But I had the same situation where my second grade crush... he was like the cutest guy in second grade. And then I wrote a note and left it in his cubby that I liked him. And he made fun of me and told the whole class. And then we grew up, like we went to the same middle school and same high school. And eventually he transferred out like halfway through high school. But in high school, he was that kid, the bad kid. He was popular and he was kind of the a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't get why everyone said I was an a-hole. I'm like, because you were. You were such a jerk. You were always in trouble. You knew all the cops on campus and in Lake Stevens by first name.
Wow.
Like, you were the troubled kid. Like, you were just the jerk. And, like, you meet him now, and he is the sweetest, like, when he hit me up, on Facebook. He's like, oh, I heard you work for the radio station. I'm sitting here. This is years ago. I was kind of diabolically, like, I want to hit him, like, hit him up, hit that, and just leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of like, I'm going to do my nerdy third grade or second grade self a favor here. Like, I'm going to... make that little girl feel good about herself.
Yeah.
I know it sounds weird, but just go with it. And we hung out multiple times, and we kind of had, like, a pseudo-relationship going. Like, we actually kind of fell for each other.
Hmm.
And, like, I realized you're not a jerk. You're just kind of hurting. You've had some pain in your life, but I realized he had, like, the biggest heart in the world, and he still does. And long story, we didn't work out just because of timing and stuff.
Life.
But life, mm-hmm. but we still keep in contact, and I want to see him succeed, and it's funny how that turned out. Like, I was supposed to be like a revenge lay,
mm-hmm.
and it turned out to be like somebody I care about deeply.
Hmm.
So yeah, I got that too. So
yeah,
it didn't work out. Like, I joke, I'm like, you get your crap together, buddy. Maybe one day I'll marry you, but until then, see ya. Have you ever gone to bang somebody from your past there, Kiana?
Yeah.
Or like
My best friend growing up since I was 5 years old. A couple
well, like,
times.
Okay,
it's
well,
kind of
like,
weird. Elaborate. He was almost like my brother.
Elaborate. Like,
well, not
this
in that
just
way.
Got really
no,
weird.
No. I mean, he went on family vacations with us. He was the boy across the street.
Oh yeah.
You know, so he was always who's my age, mm-hmm. and so we were, you know, play partners all growing up. He also kind of had a very rough patch through high school, and he had to go away to school for a little bit, and he came back, and then we reconnected in our 20s just because we're still like super, super tight friends. He's the type of person I can call up any time of the day, any night, mm-hmm. doesn't matter. And yeah, we did end up hooking up a couple times, and it was kind of weird.
Was it fun ever? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it was, but it was still just kind of like, I don't know. Like, I guess there was some sort of tension a long time ago before that I wasn't aware of. But but yeah.
Would you ever consider doing it again? Like, if you guys were here hanging out?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not?
Here in studio?
Well, like, exactly. Sure. We'll turn the microphones on for you.
Let's go in that one, right?
Yeah, go to the other studio where God mm-hmm. knows everything else has happened.
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't sit on that couch right now. Well, today, yeah. I mean, why not?
Sure. Like, if you came up and said, hey, I want to have a relationship with you.
I'm not ready for a relationship right now, so I don't do the relationship thing. But if you wanted to mess around, sure.
Yeah, sexy time. Mm-hmm.
That's fine with me.
Right. I hope you're listening. Kiana wants to get her.
Oh, he knows who he is.
Yeah.
And he's fun.
I'm very curious. Like, ladies, send us some messages. Hey. ladies, if you've ever hooked up, or guys, if you've ever hooked up with someone from your past, how did that go? And, like, did it end well? Was it fun? Was it like, hey, let's do it. Let's reconnect. And then bye. Like, it's nice. It was nice when it happened, but we must disappear into the night. I don't know. Like, I find that very fascinating. Like, just the whole passing. It almost sounds like the beginning of one of those girly rom-coms or something.
I had a friend in high school. We were super close. Tons of sexual tension.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime he was single, I had a boyfriend. Anytime I was single, he had a girlfriend. And after high school, we hung out a few times, and then we ended up hooking up. And it was the most awkward sex of my life. and then we didn't talk for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw him. It was actually his birthday, like sometime in the fall. I don't remember. And he was at a bar just down the street from where I was living. So I was like, all right, like, I'll stop by and say hi. I haven't seen him in forever. He was just like all up on my tits.
I was like,
oh my God.
You're like, okay.
He was like, you look really good. I'm like, yeah, I know I do.
Like, thanks. Well,
thank mm-hmm. you.
Shut up, baby. I know it.
I know.
I've had one situation where I was in college. I met this guy when I was 18. First year, you know, first class of college, you know, seeing what it's all about. He sat right in front of me. And we ended up being in a group project together. And after that, we just became like best friends. But I had just started seeing this guy. I dated this guy for about 3 years. So I have a boyfriend. Even though you're really cool, I can't, you know, nothing can happen. But there was always that tension between him and I.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing. Like, when I was single, he had a girlfriend. And when I wasn't, he was single.
Mm-hmm.
And there was times when we were both single for like a moment between breakups for me, where I'm like, hey, I'm okay with something happening. I want to like see what this tension leads to. And he never, I mean, granted, I was 18. I was not sending the right signals. I should have just mm-hmm. said, hey, kiss me right now and see what happens. And now he just never got the subtle hint.
No, they can't mind read.
Nope. Mm-mm. I've discovered that.
Yes.
But we eventually did kind of hook up.
Mm-hmm.
We got to like third base. And one day I'm like, I really would like some action. So I called him up, invited him for dinner, made him a steak dinner at my house. And I'm like, all right, I'm really, really antsy right now. Would you like to, have dessert? Like, I didn't say it like that, but he's like, well, there's this girl I really kind of like. I'm like, oh, are you dating her? I'm sorry. And he's like, no, we're not dating. I just kind of want to ask her out, but I haven't yet. I'm like, you can help me out right here, buddy. Like, I won't tell. Like,
so what's the problem?
What's the problem? He's like, no, I think out of respect to her. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, no. So you just came know. Over.
She doesn't even know. And I made you dinner.
He just actually came over to eat. And that was it.
I'm like, you, what the
jerk.
Heck? I'm like, it's like, I don't care if you use me for sex, but use me for my cooking skills. That's when I have a problem.
That's where I draw the line.
Oh, man.
So it never happened. He ends up dating this girl. They end up getting knocked up, and they're now married. And I ran into him actually at the Chris Cornell show.
Mm.
I was with you.
Well, it was like right after we had just interviewed Chris Cornell. Steve interviewed him. So I was looking for you.
Yeah.
And I saw him there. I'm like, hey, buddy, how's it going? He immediately grabs his wife, because they got married when she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, holds on to her like death grip. He's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, Do you think I'm going to try to hit on you here? Like, one, you just had a child. I'm sitting there like, congratulations on your baby girl. Because he's friends with me on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. Like, you know, with your beautiful wife. Like, it's genuine. Like, I'm excited. Like, when anybody can, you know, find what they're looking for in life or if they're happy with their life, that's great. But he was just like, the way he was holding her, he like when he saw me, he looked like he saw a ghost. I was like, we kind of hooked up once.
That means he still wants to do you.
Uh-huh. You afraid that I might sway you? But I'm not that person. I'm not a homewrecker.
Why have I been singing things a lot during this podcast?
I don't know. Time to sing.
Red Bull.
Red
gives
Bull.
You wings.
All right, I think you should be the spokesperson for Red Bull. But I don't know. Like, that's another one, like, where we had many years in between. Not.
Well, I have just, like, recently, over the past year, become friends with a lot of people, like, from my college years.
Uh-huh.
Guys that I either had sexual tension with mm-hmm. or I thought was hot type of a thing. And the vast majority, I think only one wasn't. They're married or they have kids.
Mm.
And I remember I was talking to one of them and I was like, oh, how's life going, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, you know, every boy's dream. Married, have a house, mm-hmm. kid on the way. And I'm like, that's not, I wish uh-huh. that was every boy's dream because I would not be single.
Yeah. No. Like, how many guys is that like their dream? Like, not, okay, I think it's most guys' dream, just not right now.
It's a goal.
It's
yeah.
a goal
type
yeah.
of thing. But men and women have different timelines.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, women at least have a grasp on what their timeline is. I feel like most men, it just kind of hits them one day.
It's just like, yeah. oh, I've been with this girl for 2 years. I freaking adore her and I wanted to get married and have kids.
Yeah. With girls, like, I don't know about you guys, but with me, if I'm starting to date somebody, mm-hmm. if I don't see myself down the line getting married to this person or having those types of feelings, I'm not going to continue dating you.
Yeah.
It's just a waste of time.
No, yeah, I agree with you. At this point, at this age, I run into the same problem. Everybody's
yeah.
either, you know, everybody's married or has kids. It just has a lot of baggage. And it's just like, okay, I got to realize that at my age now, this is what's going to happen. But yeah, same thing. I'm being a lot more selective because I just don't want to have time to just mess around or wait or, you know.
Yeah.
And at this point, maybe the guy wants to have kids too, and I don't want to string him along either and be yeah. like, oh, potentially, but I never want kids.
Like, I'm fine with guys who have been divorced, whatever,
yeah.
especially because I like kind of older guys.
Yeah, me too.
Because generally that means that they've been through everything. They know what they want.
Exactly, yeah.
But guys with kids, I can't do it.
At what age, though? That's the trouble I'm kind of getting at right now. Because, like, yeah, you and I are both 26. Kiana's 30. We're at that age where everyone has at least been married, it seems like, that is in our age group, and probably divorced, and sometimes having kids.
Mm-hmm.
At what age? Like, if we're still single, like, you know, hopefully we're not. Like, I'm not going to settle for the first idiot that's like, I love you, let's get married, right? Let's get married. It's like, we put up with each other, so why not get married? Like, I want to fall for somebody that's going to be my partner and
yeah.
life and crime mm-hmm. and all that good stuff. So if I might still be single when I'm 33 or something. But when you are 33 or 35, you're going to probably have to be okay with, you know, a guy having kids.
Yeah.
Like, the chances of him having a kid just kind of goes through the roof. And I kind of wish Taryn was here because she is, you know,
yeah.
dating
yeah.
a guy with kids.
True.
So, like, I want to know what that's
well,
like.
Well, so for me, it would be more of, because Taryn's boyfriend has kids, but they're older.
Yeah, teenagers.
Mm-hmm. They're teenagers. I mean, like, granted, they've been together for a while, but they weren't together when the kids were younger.
Yeah.
For me, I would, like, if the guy had kids and if they were teenagers, I think I would be able to do it just because they've already been through, like, a good vast majority of their life.
Uh-huh.
Or at least, you know, adolescent
childbirth,
years.
Yeah.
yeah. Plus, I feel like teenagers are just, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I guess I'll cross that bridge when it gets there, but it's, I don't, if I, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
I'd much
I just
rather
can't
not.
Do children.
I don't, yeah.
I think
either.
It's worse. Like, I've heard people say, oh, yeah, I'm dating this girl and she's a 6-month-old. I'm like, so that means 6 months ago, or like 6 months plus 9 months, she was with somebody else. Like, whether it was an actual relationship and it didn't work out when she was pregnant, or they were, you know, whatever, or she just hooked up with a guy and she got pregnant, I feel like there is still some sort of emotional connection with the father of your child. And that
oh,
being
yeah.
that mm-hmm. freaking fresh, you don't want to get into that. Like, whether uh-uh. you're a guy with the girl, or, you know, girl dating a guy who has, like, a 6-month-old, you know, that just seems a little bad, like, off to me. Like, I wouldn't want to do that. Not saying that people who have kids that are single parents are bad people. It's just not
no,
something
not at
I
all.
Want.
Yeah.
it's like I feel like I have a lot to offer, and that's not something I feel like I can handle.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Yeah. And I've dated guys that I'm like, you're pretty amazing, but you have 3 kids and I can't do it.
Especially if they're all from different moms. I'm what is your problem?
What is going on here?
Like, even if I'm 35 and you have 3 kids from 3 different moms, then no.
Yeah.
No,
super
no.
fertile and super indecisive.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, thank you. But
no. Yeah, I just like, I don't want kids of my own. Yeah, I don't want to go through pregnancy. I mean, like, in the back of my head, it's kind of like, cool, I would like to feel what the changes, you know, my body
curiosity.
Would go through. Yeah, it's just being curious. It's kind of like, I would like to feel what it's like to be in a car crash type of weird stuff. I'm a little morbid.
Yeah. Well, what's it feel like to, like, kind of, like, you know, whip or something?
Exactly, because so many people go through it, and I have no idea, so I can't really sympathize with them. But I don't want the end result. I don't want a newborn and to have to take care of that. And plus, I'm also like afraid of everything that can go on with like postpartum depression. Like, I'm already good on the whole depression cycle. Don't really need to add on to that.
How would you feel about if like your best friend in the world says, look, I can't have kids. Can I take my egg and my husband's, you know, would you be a surrogate? Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Damn it, Sage.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think I would. Not right now. And I think it would also depend on where I was in my life. Like, if I was in a relationship, that person would have to be fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it would have to be, like, one of my best friends. Like, if my friend Katie ended up wanting children, mm-hmm. and if she couldn't have a child, I would probably do it for her.
There is a thing I think I was saying, like, or saying, reading that they will not let you do it unless you've had children before because you do kind of either get connected with the kid or it is a lot harder. You don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
But I've thought about that. I totally would be a surrogate, but I think I would have to wait until I've had my own kids. And I teeter back and forth on whether I want them. Like, I think deep down I do want them. I just don't feel like I'll ever be in that headspace where I'll be ready for it. Because I have so much that I feel like I have to do still.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people have their timelines. Like, I want to be married by this. I have my first kid by this. And I'm sitting here like, I want to do this with my career. And I want to see the world and do this and all this stuff. So when am I going to have kids? Like, I'm probably going to end up having to adopt because it's going to be too dangerous. Or maybe I just won't have time with the lifestyle I end up having. So, which is kind of crap. It's kind of sucky. Like, I wish you can have both. But it's kind of hard to do both without sacrificing on one end.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of having a kid and being able to raise it and that type of thing, like having a little mini me, but that's not what it is.
No,
it's such a huge responsibility. Yeah. I can barely take care of myself, and I'm a 26-year-old female. Like, I should be able to take care of myself if I want to have kids.
Yeah.
And a lot of people end up, and BJ has said this before on air, like a lot of people, the only reason you should have a child is not because you want to make yourself feel good, like, oh, I'm having a bad time, this kid will love me unconditionally, and because that is completely selfish. You have to be ready to put down everything on the line, put your social life, your body, your money, your everything for this kid, sacrifice everything, and then it's okay to have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't do it to satisfy some sort of, like, deep inner need or want for affection.
Especially don't do it because you and your boyfriend are on the rocks and you need something to solidify it. Because it won't.
God. You're just prolonging it.
Sorry, I just got really
making it worse.
I know, you were feeling sassy this morning. Bring it on, girl. I've seen that, like, hey, we want to have a baby. It's like, you've only known each other for 2 months. Don't have a baby.
Like, what are you doing?
And then they had a baby and it's like, wow, this was stupid. You guys,
now you're stuck with it for 18 years.
And then it's like, oh, well, we're going to get married. Well, that's going to solve it. Oh, let's have another baby. That'll help. I'm like, God, stop. People, stop doing that. That is not
cool. That's like trying to solve herpes with sandpaper. I don't know where I just came up with an analogy, but it works.
That is terrible.
I'm just picturing the sandpaper.
I know. You're welcome.
Thanks, Sage, for that.
I think
this might be a good time to end the podcast.
Sage is starting to get weird, so we need to end this.
I feel like I want to make that into one of those cute little drawings, like, you know, having babies to solve your relationship.
Inspirational posters.
But like really cute little drawings that they do, like the cutesy ones.
The little oatmeal cartoons.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, oatmeal.
Oh,
we'll visualize that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to you guys next time. More words of wisdom from Sage.
Oh, woo!
Yeah. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.